The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When winter comes, most insects die, but some can tolerate freezing temperatures by controlling where ice crystals form or by using natural antifreeze. The most common antifreeze molecules are glucose and glycerol. When found in high concentration, glucose can reduce the freezing point by almost 2 degrees centigrade. Many insects manufacture large quantities of glycerol. Many cold-blooded organisms produce antifreeze proteins to lower the temperature at which freezing disrupts their cells. Insects that do freeze have large body cavities. As water freezes in the body cavity, more is extracted from the cells. This allows water to freeze outside the cells where it can't damage them. Glucose plays an important role in animals that freeze in this way. The removal of water from the cells during freezing concentrates the glucose inside the cells and allows the cell contents to turn to slush before freezing solid. The slush prevents the formation of large ice crystals that normally rupture the cells. And when the animals thaw, the process is reversed.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.